Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We're allowed to do it. It's okay. It's the beginning of December. Christmas is here. No going back. It's still a long run in my opinion. Anyway, 3 weeks of driving home for Christmas and mistletoe and wine and Mariah. And it's also time for Ireland's own carols. Did you know that they exist? Well, here to tell us about Wexford's own is documentarian Aileen Lambert. Good morning, Aileen.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Couldn't be better. Yeah, delighted to have the chance to share this story with you.
I'm so excited about it. It's a wonderful story. So you've been exploring the Wexford Christmas Carol.
Yeah, so the first thing is we'll have to talk about the name of this one. When this song was first printed, it's two Enniscorthy-based men were responsible for it. And when it first went into print, it was under the title A County Wexford Christmas Carol. It later went into another book as the Wexford Carol, but in Enniscorthy. Of course, we like to call it the Enniscorthy Christmas Carol is how it's known locally.
Okay.
As I say, two Enniscorthy men were responsible for it. But in fact, with my research, you know what? I've actually tracked down some more detailed locational information, which could change the name of it again, because it's the unique air, especially that I was really drawn to with this carol.
Do you remember when you heard it first? Is it in your childhood, or does everybody in Wexford know this song?
Well, it's very much a tradition in St. Aidan's Cathedral in Enniscorthy that this song has been sung since it was first collected by, you see, it was the organist and musical director of the cathedral there in around 1912.
Wow.
Is where it was. It's going back to about then. And there was a priest there at the time, and his name was Father Pat Cummins, and he came from a family of singers, and he said to Dr. Henry William Grattan Flood, you have to come and hear this carol. So having a car, not many people did that time, Father Pat Cummins did. He drove Dr. Henry William Grattan Flood out to Oil Gate, a little village outside of Enniscorthy, and further outside of the village to a place called Coolamain. And it was actually his home place that this song was recorded and written down. They took down the words on returning to Enniscorthy. Grattan Flood wrote down the musical notation for it.
I love the name, Dr. William Henry Grattan Flood. It's just brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's just hilarious.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. So why is this so special?
I think it's the unique air. I mean, if you were to go online now and Google the Enniscorthy Christmas Carol, the Wexford Carol, you'll find it's been covered by lots of people, you know, traditional artists here, like the Chieftains, Micheál O'Sullivan. In America, Julie Andrews recorded it. Nancy Griffith has recorded it.
What?
But it's the unique air. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, hang on. Well, let's talk about, well, what, first of all, the air of a song, what does that mean?
Mm. So when we say the air, we're talking about the tune, the melody of the
song. I have a clip of Julie Andrews singing it. Would you want to hear it?
Go on.
Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son.
Wow, it's stunning, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, this has been set to, you know, the air itself, the tune exists as a traditional air. You know, it's played as an air on traditional instruments. But what's absolutely unique about it is only attached to this particular song. And as a traditional singer, you see, you go online, you'll find the likes of Julie Andrews, or you'll find four-part harmony. But what I'm really interested in as a traditional singer, you know, I sing solo unaccompanied style, is bringing this back to the woman and the women who we got this song from. Because what we're told in the sources is that it was Father Pat Cummins. It was his mother and his mother before him. So we're going back now to Bessie Murphy, who was born around 1849, and her mother, Elizabeth Reck, who was probably born in the 1820s, and they somehow had this air. So I was so interested in tracking down, where did this air arrive from? And I was literally walking the lane down to where the mud walled house once stood, where Bessie Cummins would have passed this song on to her son, Father Pat Cummins. So this is all covered in the documentary. I speak to a couple of people who lived in that house in the 60s. I speak to traditional singer Gavin Byrne. We have descendants of the two men who collected the song that went out from the cathedral. The organist, the current organist in the cathedral. And also what's really lovely about this too, Brendan, is that when the song was brought back and into the church and shared with people to sing, it wasn't the adult choir that could sing it, because they sang in Latin. You have to remember, this is way back when everything was in Latin, in Mass. So only the children were allowed to sing this tune because it was in English. So I do singing in schools as well as part of the Heritage and School Scheme. I've been working in a school in Gorey. I've actually had the children from there singing and talking about their impressions of the song as well. And they love it because it's like an old ballad in one way. It very simply sets out the story of the nativity, the three wise men coming, the shepherds coming, and they loved it.
So you say that you sing it in a traditional way.
I could give you a little verse of the three shepherds arriving, if you like.
You took the bait. Go on.
Don't have to be asked twice. So I'm going to sing the verse. Yeah, it follows what Julie just sung for us there.
Our
we follow
Julie
now. We're getting very familiar.
Yeah.
Near Bethlehem, where shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Arise and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid. For there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born.
Wow. And you probably can't hear, but do listen back, because our sound op gave you a little church effect there on your voice, and a lovely echo. It was absolutely stunning. Who needs Julie Andrews? Who needs her when you have Aileen Lambert? That was brilliant.
If you think about it, like I say, this singing style of singing would be much closer to what, you know, Bessie Murphy would have sung, as opposed to what the seconds, which are also all beautiful, that we hear now. It's very popular among choirs worldwide, do lovely harmony pieces and everything on it.
A texter just told me Alison Krauss, together with Yo-Yo Ma, have the most beautiful version of the Enniscorty Gortie Carol. What's that one sound like?
It's very nice. They sing actually three verses of it. There's six verses in total. It's rarely sung in full, except for I know some of the Wexford traditional singers sing all six verses. In Enniscorthy Cathedral, there's just two verses sung, Christmas Eve Mass, actually. They carry the baby Jesus in and sing two verses of it. It's part of the kind of ritual they have there where they bring baby Jesus into the crib. But Alison Krauss does, I agree, she does a beautiful version of it. She sings that verse. And the one following it, Julie Andrews actually doesn't sing sang.
I really want to hear this. This is the Alison Yo-Yo clip. Let's have a listen.
With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds ran this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold.
She has a Dolly Parton quality to her voice, isn't she, actually? Your version is still my favourite, Aileen. The live version from you is my favourite.
Brendan.
So before you run off, I want to hear about the documentary.
Yeah, so in the documentary, it's supported by Creative Places, which is funded by Wexford Arts Centre, County Council and the Arts Council. So it was lovely to get support for this. It's something I've been interested in every Christmas, and then you haven't time to look into it. So I had a bit of a planning to do earlier on in the year. But of course, like you said at the beginning, I couldn't go talking about Christmas too soon. So I've really bunched in a lot of work in the last few weeks to talk to all these people locally about the story. And it's going to be screened. It's getting its premiere screening, which is booked out, I'm afraid. But it's going to be in Enniscorthy Library next Thursday night next week. But it will be on YouTube then. It'll be on my husband's. My husband has a page called folklore.ie, Michael Fortune. We're going to premiere it there on the weekend then, Saturday the 14th, Sunday 15th. So if anyone can remember folklore.ie, and you'll see Enniscorthy's Carol is the name of the documentary, short documentary, about 20 minutes.
And what can we expect in the documentary? What did you cover?
So, like, I shot so much material. It's just brilliant that I got to speak to two descendants of the two men set out from Enniscorthy to collect the Carol. So we have the granddaughter of William Henry Grattan Flood, Margaret Franklin, and she tells us about how the story was passed on to her. She never met her grandfather. He died before she was born, but we speak with her. Also managed with an extra little bit of work to track down Noreen Cummins, who is a great granddaughter of Bessie Murphy, niece. A great-grand-niece, am I right? No, great-granddaughter of Bessie Murphy would be right.
Yeah.
And then local historian, the current organist, because William Henry Grattan Flood was the organist in the cathedral there, and we've the children in it as well, and then traditional singer Gavin Byrne in But I'm wandering down the lane.
No, you're not. Listen, it's a simply fascinating story.
I mean
it's really lovely. It's really lovely. So it's the Enniscorthy Carol. People can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's your premiere on the 12th of December. And I really wish you the best of luck. Your enthusiasm and excitement about it, Aileen Lambert, is absolutely wonderful. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too, Brendan.
Thank you so